Welcome to the Stand Up To Anxiety podcast. I'm your host, Lucy J. Smith, and I'm here to help you with your own anxiety after my struggles. This podcast is full of practical, simple tips and techniques to help you stand up to anxiety. For more support, resources, and to become a member of the Mental Wellness Club, please go to my website, lucyjsmith.com. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about my must-have habit tracker. So towards the end of 2022, I ordered a habit tracker spreadsheet online. So basically, it was this customizable template where you could add in your daily habits and you could then tick them and basically build up consistency with your new habits because you had the motivation of the tick every single day. Now, this is something that over the last several years of my personal development journey, I've been working really hard on, because it's one thing picking really nice, good habits that are going to help you and change your life and improve your wellness. But actually, the most important thing is getting consistent with them. And that is probably the hardest part about it, because we do it a couple of days and then we miss a couple of days and then we think, oh, what's the point? We've missed a couple of days. You might as well stop now. Or sometimes life gets too much and we haven't got time, or we feel we haven't got time. We feel like we've got too much going on, so our wellness habits take a back seat. There are so many things that could get in the way of us getting consistent with those habits. But for me, having this habit tracker, and believe me, I've tried a lot. I've tried bullet journaling. I've tried doing it as memos on my phone. I've tried physical lists. I've tried a lot. And this is the most successful one that I've used. Now, just to put this into context, it's a spreadsheet on my laptop, and I don't use my laptop every single day, or at least I never used to. Like, it would be normal for me to go a week without turning my laptop on. Now, I turn it on every single day because of the motivation of ticking that box. For me, that is such a big motivator, and I know that a lot of other people feel the same. So if that's something that you get motivated by, then this habit tracker is going to be something that's going to really help you as well. So just to talk you through briefly what's included in the habit tracker. So you can set your daily habits. I have currently got 10 on mine. You can pick however many you want, from 1 to 50 or even more, to be honest. It's literally unlimited. I will just read you mine so that you know what kind of thing to do. So I've got a mix of my wellness habits, my self-help habits, and just a couple of social media reminders, basically. So mine is number 1, meditate and visualize. Number 2, journal. Number 3, read. Number 4, 5,000 steps. Number 5, self-care. Number 6, pin on Pinterest. Number 7, post on Instagram. Number 8, daily supplements. Number 9, moisturize face and body. And number 10, only have one sugary snack. So I've done this since November now, and it's now, at the time of recording, January. So I've done it for 3 months, and in those 3 months, I can hand on heart say that I have been much more consistent with my habits than I would have been without it, and that I had been before. So, for example, I've meditated and visualized every single day since. I have read every single day since. I have had my daily supplements every single day. Throughout January, there have only been 4 days that I have had more than one sugary snack. And believe me, for me, that is a humongous achievement. Normally, like 5 or 6 sugary snacks is the norm. So to only have one is a huge improvement on that. And there have only been, let me have a look, 4, 5 days that I haven't journaled. So again, journaling is one of the ones that I absolutely love, but because I do it at the end of the day, sometimes for me, I'm too tired, but I'm doing it so much more now than I used to before this habit tracker. I will be honest, even though I was using my own journal and I find it so, so helpful, I was only doing it about 3 or 4 times a month. So to go from that to doing it 25 times a month, obviously, is a huge improvement. Even though it's not 100%, that's not always what we're looking for. We're just looking for an improvement. So it gives you percentages, which for me is hugely motivating. Daily percentage, weekly percentages, and monthly percentages. Now, this is, again, just hugely motivating for me. Like, I want each week to be better than the week before. each day to be better than the one before, each month to be better than the one before. So that's something that can help you with tracking that. And also it does a habit streak, so it will tell you how many days in a row you've done that habit. It tells you what your longest streak was, what your current streak is. Again, like, motivating, because you don't want to break that 100% streak. So really, really motivating. I cannot emphasize enough how motivating this is. And then if that wasn't enough, which it probably was enough, there's also rewards for 100% day. So at the bottom of your tick list for the day, there is a space for reward, and you can basically put anything you want in there. It's editable, so you can type whatever you want your reward to be. And when you have 100% day, it turns from pink to green and you get your reward. So that's super exciting as well. Something just as a little bit of extra motivation. So that's what I've been using for the last 2 months, well, 2.5, 3 months now, and something that I found really, really helpful. Like, it's been a game changer, a complete game changer. It's completely transformed how consistent I am with my habits. As a result, obviously, it's helped my mental health, my physical health. It's helped my well-being. It's just helped me in general with my mood, my mindset, my confidence in all areas of my life. Like, it's really powerful. It's really, really been helpful to me. Alongside the habit tracker, this spreadsheet also has goals sections, so you can do your overall year goals, which you can then plan some daily, weekly and monthly habits for. You also have your general weekly goals and general monthly goals as well within the habit tracker. So again, tick boxes, so you can tick each one as you do it. This is good for things like cleaning or chores or even work deadlines. You can use it for so many things, so it's really, really helpful. There's even like a bill section on there as well. I don't use that because all of mine are direct debits, but if you pay your bills manually, there's a bill section for you. So really useful. I will pop the link in the show notes for you. Basically, when I bought this from the girl called Emily, I loved it so much that I literally messaged her and was like, have you got an affiliate program for this? Because I really need to show this to my audience. Like, this is amazing. And she didn't have one, but she was like, that's a really good idea. I'm going to set one up. So she did. And quite a few of you have already ordered your copy through my affiliate link. So I know that you guys are enjoying it too. So that's really good. So I'll pop the affiliate link in the episode show notes and description so you can get your copy. And let me know how you get on, because it's been amazing for me and I can't wait to hear if you have the same results. Thank you for listening. I hope you really enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. And if you love this podcast and find it useful, please leave a review. I absolutely love reading them so much. Head over to my website to stay in touch, lucyjsmith.com.